Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot of energy in this here studio today.
This is cool.
So, you know, now Tobin and Leroy are before us. And the relationship that I've always had with Tobin and Leroy and Crowder has with Tobin and Leroy is everybody just fires off insults at one another. I mean, this is just, you know, it's just the way that it is. We've always done it, but we've always had Tobin and Leroy in small doses.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, I got here at 1 o'clock today and I infiltrated their Twitch cameras and and so finally I had to say to Leroy, relax, we got a whole lifetime together. He was trying to fire off every insult, hot take, like anything that he could get, you know, out of his mouth in 5 minutes during the crossover. I'm like, now we got a lifetime together, man.
So we're on that first date right now, and we got excited.
Right. We did.
Yeah.
It was almost like, it was like a double date almost, and you didn't know which one. So you're kind of like firing out Scud missiles and seeing which ones land with whom and mm-hmm. where. And
Jay Figg.
Figg was here.
That's the
Marcos.
First time I saw Jay Figg in 2 years.
Long time, yeah.
Yeah, Marcos is here, and now he's with his crew, so now he's got his chest
right.
out.
He
yeah.
was helping yeah. us out. He was so helpful last week, but now he's got his squad.
Didn't he give me dap? He fist bumped me.
And our squad is Solana, who's hobbled, and that's what sets Leroy off. It just doesn't matter with Leroy. Leroy just goes for the jugular.
He should.
With Solana. And Solana, he gets tongue-tied, you know. So
yeah, no, you guys are supposed to have my back. And it's almost
I do.
Like you egg him
no,
on.
No. I got your back. He's part of our squad.
Yeah.
But we're waiting for you to get in here to help us with the verbal squabble. And it took you like 7 minutes because of your knee.
What's the movie you love with the gangs with the face
paint? Warriors.
Now that everybody's back in studio,
right.
We have to get our squad together.
Right.
Yeah. Solana, I'm going to stop messing with you.
Yeah.
In front of people.
Right. No, in front of people,
we
that's our dude.
Squad up.
Mm-hmm. We even bring Jimmy in for that. I'll bring Jimmy in.
He's the number one.
I had a great day yesterday. I am not exaggerating. I started watching football at 9:30 a.m., Minnesota and New Orleans from mm-hmm. London. And then I watched the 1 o'clock games, the 4 o'clock games, and then Sunday night football. I never left my house yesterday.
Hmm.
I watched football on my couch from 9:30 in the morning till, when did Sunday night football end? About 11, 11:15 maybe?
Yeah, 11:05, something like
late.
That.
I mean, 9:30 in the morning. Did you do that, Solana? Did you watch all day or did you do stuff yesterday?
Guys, I had the most incredible Sunday. I haven't been able to watch Red Zone in 2 years.
Because you're always working on the Dolphins games.
Right, and the one Sunday we had off last year in the bye week, I was on vacation. I watched Red Zone from 1 p.m.
It is so great.
Till 7:30 p.m., and it was the best Sunday I've had in months.
What about you? Did you watch football all day or were you doing things?
Solana is unmarried with no kids. Your son is in college. I have 11, 9, and 2. And
so, I pity you.
Daddy, let's do this.
You can't do that when you have young
Daddy,
kids.
Daddy, let's do that. Now my youngest started talking Chaz. Like, not just mommy, daddy. Like, daddy, go outside.
Right.
Daddy, let's go play ball. Let's go ball. And, and I can't tell my son, no, daddy's watching football.
People don't realize, I've said this before, you know, when my kid was young and he would say, let's do a puzzle. I had no problem saying, go find mom. That's not my wheelhouse. No problem. Like, didn't feel guilt or whatever because you don't want me to do a puzzle. I can't help you build a Lego. Mm-hmm. I don't have it in me. I can't do it. You know, and I can make a tower. I could stack the Legos up if they fit. But if my son ever said, let's go play catch, let's go to the park, let's throw the football, whatever it was, I could never say no because you're like, first of all, as he gets older, you start to realize, oh, I'm not going to have these times forever.
Yeah.
But also, like, that's the wheelhouse. Like, you know, playing sports with your son, or I'm sure if your daughter asks you to go fishing, or I know she plays tennis.
Yes.
Like, you just can't say no.
No. And you know what? Yesterday, I had two tires, old tires off one of my old trucks. I keep them next to the house. I pulled out tires and laid them in the front yard. And they played with these tires and flipped them over, jumped on them. They had like sumo wrestling matches. Who's the first one to fall off the tire? The simplest games in the world. We had a great time.
I watched this show on Reels called On Patrol Live. It used to be on another channel. It was very popular. It's just the, you know, it's Red Zone for cops. And I said to myself, because they always end up at a house that has tires outside. I said to myself, my wife, I go, who is this that's keeping tires around the house? Who would even know what to do with a tire? Old Country Crowder here is the guy with the tires around his house.
If you're resourceful, tires are an amusement park. You can roll them, you can flip them, you can jump inside them, you can put a kid inside of them and roll them. Tires are an amusement
all
park.
Sounds dangerous, and I think that they're like, you know, you get the water in there when they're laying on the side. Yeah. They're breeding grounds for mosquitoes. Solana, you ever grow up, you have a lot of tires around your house?
I didn't hang out with kids that played with tires.
Funny thing. I was like, yeah, let's get the tires. And my oldest son, Channing, the 11-year-old, he was like, Daddy, there's wasps in the tires. And I'm tough, and I was like, wasps are scared of me. And I went over there, and there was wasps in the tires.
Help!
But I couldn't run because now I got cocky, so I walked away slowly, went and got a little spray, sprayed them, got the hose, cleaned the tires, and went and had fun.
We know about Crowder's, you know, sense of confidence. We've seen you try to jump the creek because you couldn't back out, even when you knew that it was going to be disadvantageous do so. But anyway, I watched football all day. Tua obviously was a big topic of conversation on all the NFL pregame shows.
Exhausting.
I think 98 players went out into the concussion protocol during yesterday's games. I think it was 12, which it was either 12 or 14. It was a lot of players. And again, that's fine. Like, I, you know, we talked about it last week. Like, if you want to change the protocols, you want to make it even safer, that's great. But there is some significant opining. Rex Ryan had me going a little bit. I don't know if you saw him on ESPN, but he was like, when those players are out there, they are your kids. And if you wouldn't put your kid, like, he was taking Mike McDaniel to task. And I imagine I could find a million examples of Rex Ryan telling people to batter their heads into each other. Again, I'm not telling you people should batter their heads into one another, but let's also not be, I don't know, hypocritical, or let's not do something in one instance that we haven't done in the longest time. We all acknowledge it's a dangerous game. Viewers, coaches, players, we all acknowledge it's a dangerous game. It was an absolutely ugly incident last Thursday night with Tua, but also he didn't get his head chopped off either.
Yeah.
You know.
And somebody just asked me today, why don't they take the helmets off? Because
then you wouldn't lead with your head.
Then you won't lead with your head. Yeah. And I told him, if you take those helmets off, it's not football anymore.
Right.
You're not going to see – you can't run the ball if you don't have a helmet on. Those linemen aren't going to jam their heads and try to get the double teams up to the linebacker. The scheme of football can't work. So they were like, how do we fix this? I said, if you do not want head injuries in football, stop football. Because that's how it's been played for so long. We talked about Hawk jacked up. Remember, it used to be jacked up, and now it's come on, man.
Yeah.
We used to glorify big hits. And now we don't glorify Big Hicks anymore. But my one thing I want to tell people on both sides, if you really care about these players and you're, buying in, but you're adjusting, evolving with this game, I do not want to hear not one fan, not one gambler that has a quarterback and they bet a bunch of money on that game to say toughen up. No. Don't toughen up. If you want that player to be safe and he gets up and shakes his head one time and they say, oh, no, he shook his head. He's trying to figure things out. It must be a brain injury. Take him out the game. Don't think about your bet. Don't think about your record. Don't think about that. This toughen up, being soft, don't call anybody soft or toughen up. Never use those phrases again if you really want players to be safe.
And by the way, we can mitigate, which is what the league tries to do and has done a very good job. Tuan Russell is going to join us this hour. I want to talk to him about, you know, I mean, he was a linebacker back in the day where, I don't know, would you lead with your head back in his day? I guess you would.
Yes. He's older than me. Yeah. We led with our head. Yeah. They called it hat and hands. When you hit a lineman, you hit him with your forehead and your hands on the shoulder pads. But your forehead's a part of your head.
Right.
They used to teach us that.
So, again, I think the league has done a very good job mitigating head injuries and recognizing them better. It doesn't mean it's infallible, as you saw with Tua Tagovailoa, but I'm sure they're addressing that. But it will. It'll continue to evolve as we have more knowledge and are able to make more changes. But, I mean, you know, honestly, I remember back in the day watching baseball. They never had the face masks that were part of the batting helmets. And then all of a sudden, people were getting, you know, hit in the face. You remember Giancarlo Stanton? So now they have those masks. I mean, the helmets that goalies wear are much more secure than it used to be. It used to be that little Jason Friday the 13th mask. I mean, no joke. So all this stuff, it evolves over time as technology allows. So, we'll get to headlines. I want to talk to Tuan Russell. He's going to join us. David Furones, who covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, he's going to join us later on in the afternoon because they did have practice today. Mike McDaniel spoke to the media today. Solana's got all that. So let's do headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I'll start there. Mike McDaniel spoke to the media. Here's what everybody wants to know. Tua out versus the Jets. That is official per Mike McDaniel, and he was asked about a timetable, said it's too early to give a timetable on his return.
Yeah, there was zero chance. Tua could have scored a perfect score on the SAT today.
He's not going in that game.
There was zero chance that he was playing Sunday. Right decision. If for nothing else, the optics, but also for his health, we do know he was discharged from the hospital Thursday night in Cincinnati. He had no brain bleeds, no swelling, no structural damage. So he's in the concussion protocol now. And we've heard time and time again, it's very personal as to when you emerge from it. I know Seathan Carter's been in it for a couple weeks for the Dolphins. But there was no chance he was playing Sunday.
It's honestly a pivotal moment for the NFL. I think when these guys start going the rest of this year and even next year, and 2 years from now, Hawk, when a guy just dings and you know what? A player's going to argue about it. I feel fine. I'm good. Let me go out there. No. You remember with Tua when he did that? This is one of those reference points of the concussion protocol because they're going to change it and they're doing this investigation. I've never heard of a concussion protocol investigation until Tua's.
Yep, 100%. This will be a pivotal moment.
The Heat, they agreed to an extension with Tyler Hero, 4 years worth $130 million.
Somebody just texted us. Hero getting the big money bag like he's Hockman and Crowder.
Hog, you keeping it?
Huh? What? Who texted that?
Let me see your wallet.
That text is maliciously false.
Let me see your wallet.
By the way, if you want to text us, because we're only on 560 now, there's no more simulcast. If you want to text us, it's 305-567-0560. If you are texting the old 790 number that I used to give out for years, if you are texting that number, only Marco Rubio sees it, and maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene. So if you want to get a hold of us via text, 305-567-0560.
I slapped my radio in the car this morning. What is this?
You text that old 790 number. It is someone in a tin hat. Someone in a tin hat gets it.
What is? What's wrong with my reception? What's going on here?
The Heat, by the way, open preseason tomorrow versus the Minnesota Timberwolves.
How about that? Preseason tomorrow at the FTX Arena, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Basketball's coming. Hockey's coming.
Solana and I were just talking before the show started. Do you know the Panthers open their season next week? The regular season.
We got action, Jack.
Next week.
We got action, Jack. We're going to be broke because you're going to gamble on everything.
So we hit a four-team parlay yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We started to make a little dent in the deficit. Roll the deficit clock back a little bit.
We got to get a big dent. Can we go big dent?
It was a fairly big dent.
Last time since winning a bet, we could put 0 days. We're on it.
There you go. Since
winning a bet. Inter Miami picked up 3 big points the other day. They're clinging against Toronto FC. They're clinging to that final playoff spot. Gonzalo Higuain scored the game winner, 86th minute. And he announced today that at the end of the season, he will be retiring from the beautiful game.
The game Wednesday is a huge game, right? The Inter-Miami game?
Huge game. Not only is it the Turnpike Derby versus Orlando City, but Inter-Miami can jump up some spots with a victory over Orlando City, or if they lose, depending on what happens behind them with Columbus, with a couple other teams right behind them, they could fall out of that playoff spot going into the final game of the season.
All right. There you go.
Must win on Wednesday.
Must win.
Gonzalo Higuain retiring. I know you guys don't care, but that's huge. Like, this guy played at the highest levels for the best club teams with the Argentine national team as well. Like, he is one of the best soccer players over the past decade. One of the best.
And how long was he here?
2 seasons.
Just 2 seasons.
3 seasons. 2 seasons.
All right.
We'll always miss our homie.
We will. Pour one out.
The Marlins, they took 3 of 4.
Pour one out.
He didn't die. He's just retiring. He's just going back to Argentina. All right, pour it back in. Can you pour it back in once you pour it out?
No, it's on the ground.
You can't pour it back in?
Yeah, you let it muster.
The Marlins took 3 of 4 versus the Brewers over the weekend. Good time for them to get things rolling here. Final series of the season. If you want to watch some Marlins baseball, it's here. 3-game set versus the Braves begins tonight. The Braves right now lead the NL East, but the Mets are 2 games back, so technically this matters for
this
them.
This does matter in terms of the NL East and who ends up on top. This Marlins-Braves series, final series, means a little something. Do we want to help out New York, or do we want to help out the Braves?
Braves.
Yeah. But they won the World Series last year, right, too. Like, do we want them to win again?
Like, it's enough already. You're getting cutesy, Atlanta.
It's New York, though. I can't deal
you
with
know
this
how
New
I
York.
Feel.
Yeah. All right, guys, Monday Night Football tonight, Rams at 49ers, 8:15. I'll get to some of the other important NFL scores over the weekend later on in today's show. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy today, not as hot as it was over the summer. It's a good feeling. Things are starting to cool up just a little bit. Still humid, though. That's your weather.
All right, Tuan Russell is going to join us in the next segment. David Fiorone is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour, talk about the Dolphins practice today. So we got a lot of stuff to get to on this Monday Hockman and Crowder program.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Unbutton your shirt, Twan.
Hock and Crowder. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Our friend Tuan Russell is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And last time he was on with us, he gave me a lesson on the Golden Crust restaurant chain. Mm-hmm. I had never heard of it. It was the summer. We were having everybody go through drive-thrus. I forget where we had Tuan go. Did we have him go somewhere? Because
yes.
He had done the Shamrock Shake for us, right? We'll bring him on here.
Ask him.
Twan, were you doing a segment at a drive-thru with us?
I don't think I did one last year.
But we just talked about Golden Krust. You said you would do one from there, and I'd never heard of it.
Well, I mean, because you were working on your culture.
I know. What do I get there? The number one?
No.
No. First of all, you got to learn how to say rice and peas, curry goat, dumplings, some dumplings, or you know, dumplings and soup. You gotta think outside the box. This is not going to just be rice and chicken.
But then I have like a grilled cheese or something. Is there a kids menu? I don't know if I like anything.
I don't think they have cheese
there
on any of their meals.
Come on, you hear him?
I'm trying to think. Hey, Chan, do they have cheese on anything?
No, they don't. And in our culture, the kids eat what the grown people eat. There's no kid meal.
<You're right.
laughs> You want some oxtail?
The only kids' food they have is a Jamaican beef patty. That's the only, now you've heard of that, right? Yeah.
That I've had that before. That's delicious.
All right. Was it chicken? Was it beef? What was it? You probably got the veggies.
I said, give me the beef. Hold all seasonings. I don't want any. I don't want any seasonings and no salt and pepper. No salt and pepper, please.
Well, let me let you know.
And I said,
know.
Can you get that in,
that
in some
in
sort
it
of?
They gave it to you.
Can you get that in some sort of wheat crust? Can I get some sort of? Can I get some sort of wheat crust?
They would cuss you out at Golden Crust.
And then I got a pumpkin spice
people
latte.
Understand
to
be all in patois.
Good to go. Anyway, Twan Russell, longtime friend of the show, former Miami Hurricanes linebacker, former Dolphins linebacker. He's the athletic director now at St. Thomas. Let's talk. Man, I have to talk Canes with him, I guess, right? I want to talk Tua.
Yeah, I don't want to. It's fine. Let's go Tua. I mean, y'all don't want to talk Canes.
I don't really want
to. I can talk Canes. Well, I can talk whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I'll just say this, because there's so many things that we haven't talked with you in a while. There's so many things. But it was, you know, Canes didn't play this weekend, but the weekend prior, they lost to Middle Tennessee State. And they've got UNC coming up this Saturday. But how do you explain that bad a loss to Middle Tennessee State, a team that you're favored by 25 points over? You paid them $1.5 million to come in and get their asses kicked, and you lose from whistle to whistle in that game.
You know, it's easy to blame Mario. It's easy to blame the current coaching staff. But you need to remember, we haven't won 10 games at the University of Miami in the last 20 years. You know, you got to remember that, you know, we've won 9 games over, you know, 3 or 4 times over those 20 years. But we didn't get here from last year. We got here over, you know, 4 head coaches, you know, over time. And it doesn't just change overnight. I mean, the daunting task that Coach Cristobal has to transform this team is going to take time. And I appreciate our fans being excited about who we brought in and understanding that he needs more time. But it's easy to blame him and say, you know, whatever. I just feel that you don't get out of 20 years of challenges overnight. And we have the right team. We have the right people. We're going in the right direction. And you're going to have some road bumps, some speed bumps during that transition period. Now, we're not saying it's acceptable. We're not saying that we weren't embarrassed, because we were. We got pride in our program. But 3 years from now, when we're starting to look at the body types on our football team, that they're starting to look like the same body types in other conferences, and you say, man, how did we get here? Well, we're going to remember it all started with that first, you know, that first year of Mario's first year, and they're going to talk about Middle Tennessee as a changing point. And I just look at situations like this as an opportunity for us to get better. You have kids wanting to come to you have kids who want to come to University of Miami. You have kids that want to, you know, be a part of that orange and green. You have kids that want to be here. It has to start somewhere, and we're starting the process. It doesn't happen overnight. And I'm all in with Mario. I'm all in with this coaching staff. I'm all in with this program, and we're going to figure it out. We're just not going to do it in, you know, 6 months.
Antoine, from being a AD now, going back to playing and coaching and everything you've done, how hard is it? Because listen, y'all are 2-2. I was laughing, but Twan, the damn Gators 3-2. Now we ain't blowing the world out of anything. But like, how long does that transition really happen? Not even just the coaching staff transition, the culture transition, but even the X and O's. like getting your, you know, it sounds good that you have a camp to get your system implemented, but now you're playing other people that know what you're doing. How long does that legitimately take to transition a coaching staff and a scheme?
It's harder now because now everyone has access to players. I mean, the portal has changed the game for every team. I mean, there was a point where, and I knew there was a day where the portal was going to transform high school football. I mean, college football, and I'll tell you why. You have colleges who, you know, had to go to the portal because they're trying to compete today. And then now you have, you know, some colleges, some Division I colleges that maybe wouldn't have normally had access to those high school athletes who were the five stars and the four stars. Well, now that's their only opportunity, is to go to some of these smaller schools. So you know, 3 years ago, this wouldn't have happened. Now you have these athletes who are starting to mature. They're getting better since the pandemic. Now these freshmen and sophomores that came in the pandemic are starting, and they were five-star kids just 3 years ago, and they couldn't get into college because of the portal. So you have this dynamic where the parity in college football is going to increase, and it's going to be harder to win. And that's exactly what they want. They want everyone to be competitive. And I'm not surprised that, you know, University of Miami had a challenge with Middle Tennessee. But if you look across the country, it's not just University of Miami. It's a lot of colleges who are playing teams that people are like, well, why are they in such a tough fight? The parity of college football has just changed. And to win a football game takes a lot of work, and it doesn't start the day before. It starts years in advance. And you have teams that have been in, you know, recruiting and bringing kids in for the last 3 years, and now those kids are maturing, and now you're seeing the product of their success.
But it hurt, that Middle Tennessee State game.
It hurt.
Couple of hurricanes like us. That was not.
I lost some friends. I lost a couple of friends, man. Somebody, you know, people think it's cool. No, serious. That's you had a couple of people. They want to pick up the phone and make a joke, and they really think we're going to be friends after. But I'm like, I'm serious. Like, I don't like you no more. Don't call me. I already blocked them. I mean, they thought it was funny to call me and talk trash about Middle Tennessee and thinking I was going to be like, ha, 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 ha. No, I blocked them.
That's what I told Crowder. I said, Crowder, you watch your mouth, Crowder. You watch your mouth. It'd be tough to do this show if I'm not talking to you.
He ain't say that.
I may have thought it. I may have thought it, in all fairness.
We are 4.5 feet away from each other. He good.
All right, let me get to the other topic du jour with Twan Russell here. So the Dolphins, and you played for the Dolphins and have rooted for the Dolphins your entire life. You know, I guess the first topic of conversation has to be the concussions and Tua. So I had said to Crowder at the beginning of the show, when you were playing at UM or when you were playing in the league, were head injuries even really spoken of, or were you still leading with your head as a linebacker?
I was taught to play, put your hat on the ball. I mean, that was common language when I played football. And I'm going to tell you a stat that's going to blow your brain, but when I tell people that, I'll bet you when you talk to old school players, it's very common. I have had 24 concussions from high school to National Football League. And when you really think about it, like I really thought about the process that they went through. It wasn't until my last year in the National Football League that I missed time for having a concussion. I mean, I would have a concussion on Sunday and be practicing on Monday or on Wednesday when we came back to practice. That was very common practice during that time frame. So what you're seeing them doing, they're still evolving. Think about it. I retired in 2004. So you're still seeing the evolution between how this works. And it's challenging because you have a player who's conditioned and taught, and his competitiveness is to get back on the field. And I hear these people saying, well, the player should be making a rational decision and he should be thinking about his life. First of all, you're saying he has a concussion, so he's incapable of doing that. If he has a concussion, he cannot make that decision. But number two, competitively, from a competitive standpoint, he wants to play. That's part of the DNA. If you don't have that, you're probably not going to be successful in playing football. And here's the other side. You have you have medical professionals trying to make a decision on a moving target. On Monday, you can feel completely fine. On Tuesday, you can feel like trash. On Wednesday, you can feel fine again. And you know what? The day of the game, you can start feeling bad. Like, it's a very complex thing. No one has figured out the brain. It's only a couple pounds. It's very complex. They really don't know how it works. I mean, I've been completely knocked out, and by the end of the day, felt completely fine. And then I've had a ding, as they would call it, and had vertigo. So it's not that easy to make these decisions. People are vilifying people for making bad decisions. If you're gonna make a decision and you're gonna have these evaluations and a kid and he passed these evaluations, it's hard to make the decision. It's hard to determine. Now, hindsight 2020, I would say, okay, if you know he's had a challenge, precautionary, maybe you make him sit out at minimum a week regardless of how he feels. Because the brain is complex. It changes. It does what it wants to do. And everybody's different. It's not all in a box. So everybody's different. Everyone responds differently, and it takes time. So it's a complex situation. I hate that the Dolphins even are involved in this in a negative way, but they do a good job over there. They really care about the athletes. I've been part of that organization as a player, been a part of that organization as an employee, and they do care about their athletes and their people. And I don't think anyone intentionally went into this to put anyone in harm's way.
And, Twan, everybody wants to see who's at fault for the Tua situation. And I've said, I'm just like with you. I'm like, the Dolphins did nothing wrong. The NFL has a individual
– Independent,
you know, doctor that's supposed to look at this. They set up a protocol. It's called concussion protocol, Twan. But is there somebody at fault, or is it just the system that, like you said, is always evolving?
They've learned – I was reading an article a couple of years ago, and they were saying how they've learned more about the human brain in the last 5 years than they've learned in the last, 1,000 years or whatever, however long medicine's been going on. And the challenge is that because of technology, they're learning so much in such a short period of time. I don't even know if the doctors have really understood what they've learned. And these circumstances give them more information, more clues. What we're asking our bodies to do is probably not natural. we're asking flesh and bone to run into each other as fast as you can and knock the other one down, and then want to criticize someone because they're making a mistake.
Quick, I'll let you finish. I tell people this all the time. Have you ever seen two dudes walk down aisle 5 in Publix and bam their head into each other by the canned soup? we're not supposed to do this, Twan.
It's a tough decision to make, and the NFL has to balance this very narrow place of player safety, because what they do, the NFL becomes the example for all the other leagues, so they become the example for college and high school, and it's challenging, and I feel bad for the position that they're in, but I think sometimes we forget that. You hire people to make decisions, and they're human, they're fallible. And with concussions, it changes so often. You can feel fine immediately after the game and be thrown up 2 hours later. I'm just telling you from experience. So it's not that easy to determine what's going on in the brain. A CAT scan and all these CT scans don't really give you all the information that you need. They tell you a piece of the pie. But time really is really what tells you what's going on. So if they really want to, you can make it if you get pulled out for concussion, there's a mandatory time frame, or a mandatory amount of games you have to miss, and maybe that allows you to do it, but I don't know if that solves the problem either, because you have one concussion. Any concussion you have after that, you're more susceptible to have more concussions, and it's just not that easy to determine what's going on with the brain after a concussion.
We are we're up against a break, but do you have any lasting repercussions from 24 concussions from your playing days, Twan?
I smile too much. I'm a good person.
Someone texted in. I swear to God, it's funny you say that. Someone texted in while you're on. I texted him back, me too. Said, let's see. I consider myself a good dude, but every time I hear Twan Russell on your show, I feel like I should be better. And I said, me too. I mean, yeah, you're a good dude. You smile, but you don't have any lasting aches, pains, headaches, lingering.
No, I don't have any issues. I mean, it's hard to tell. You know, I've been playing sports since I was 5 years old. I played multiple sports, so I don't know if I can say that they all came down to football. I mean, I'll tell you when I'm 90. Right. You know, hopefully I'm still walking. I have it all together. But, you know, I take good care of myself. I've read a lot of articles that you have to eat right, keep your weight down, you know, exercise, all that stuff helps. But that helps with everybody. And, you know, when I leave this earth, I want to stand before God. And he says, hey, what did you do with the gifts I gave you? I want to say I left them on earth. I want to say I brought nothing back with me, and I'm exhausted. And if he gave me the ability to play football, well, I wanted to make sure when I left the football field that I had nothing else to give. And however I got there, I want to make sure, whatever condition I am when I get there, I want to say, hey, I have nothing else to give God. It's all down there. And he's gonna like, you know, come on in, my good and faithful servant. And that for me, that's what it's about. So I don't know. I mean, things happen in life. I could be skateboarding. I could be riding my bike. Things happen. And I live my life, and I'm living my life, and I hope there's no issues.
Hey, Twan, whichever one of us go first, I'll leave your name at the VIP line front desk. Because I'm in the VIP line to heaven. I ain't waiting in line.
Is there a champagne room up
there? Hey, I'm going to tell you this. I don't care about the VIP. I don't care about anything as long as I'm in the line. As long as I'm there, that's all I care about. I don't care if I'm at the bottom of the – I don't care if I'm underneath the altar. I don't care where I'm at as long as I'm in. That's all I care about.
Okay, I'll put you on my list then. Don't worry about it.
He's got such a better attitude about it, though, because I'm showing up there. I've got two carry-ons and three check bags with stuff that I didn't leave behind.
Well,
that I've been holding on
to. That's the problem. You can't take nothing in.
Twan Russell, it's been too long. We missed talking to you. Check out Russell Education Foundation on the web if you're looking to make a donation to a really worthy local charity, the Russell Education Foundation. They do such great work. We always love talking football and life with you, Twan. Thanks for making time for us.
All right, you guys take care. Now, crowd, every time you stumble, I'm going to say it's because of a concussion.
Boy, I had a fleet of them.
You're going to be saying it a lot.
Take care, guys.
See I'll you, let Twan. You, brother.
There you go, Twan Russell.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Another one. Hawk and Crowder.
Jack Daniels has always made whiskey, and if it's up to them, they always will. But there's one thing that Jack can't make more of. Memories. Those are on us to create. So see y'all. If we get one shot at this crazy ride of life, you got to make sure you're making the most of every moment. So if you're whether today the time when you want to try something you haven't tried, or if you want to sip a glass of Jack and chill with an old friend, don't let a single moment go to waste. Make it count. Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly. Jack Daniels Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniels Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7, a registered trademark. 2020 Jack Daniels, all rights reserved.
That's why you have been a part of 560 WQAM for this many years that you pointed it out now. I mean, imagine you trying to do that disclaimer 10 years ago.
2 weeks ago.
I want to hear... I wonder, can we get any of the old audio of Crowder's first couple of radio shows? I remember seeing you at Super Bowl Radio Row.
Mm-hmm.
What year was this?
That was one of my first. I did one with Sid, so that was a long time ago.
But no, it was here in Miami, wasn't it? Or was it Phoenix?
I did Dallas. I did Phoenix. I did Miami.
Because someone was let go.
The Bears, Colts. It's when Goldie, decided to do TV. Something happened where Goldie couldn't go, so it was Coop and Crowder. But during Radio Row, I went down there to represent the station.
Is that what, but I thought somebody, so it was the end of, I forget what it was. But I remember, like, yeah, you were.
It was Coop and Goldie still. I would come in with Sid and Joe. I'd come in like one day a week and just come in and hang out with them and kind of learn radio.
Did you have any commercial reads, though, like way back in the early days?
Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, I was doing in the locker room for the Dolphins. They've been with me for so long.
You know, Cheetah has been with me since day one. It was April 1st, when did I start at QAM? April 1st, 2012, maybe? It was either 2012 or 2013.
You said 10 years, so it would have to be
2012. I don't know if I've been 10 years or this is the 10th year that I'm in. Like, but regardless, had not missed a day.
Yeah.
They have been with me from the get-go. I wonder if we can go back to, like, 2012 or 11 audio and listen to one of Crowder's Delaware Chicken Farm commercials.
I'll look. I know for sure we have audio from the 1-15 season. I have it all saved. Crowder before the season talking about how the team, their
but
offense is ready to go.
On the air or just him as a Dolphin?
Just him as a Dolphin.
No, I want to hear his radio work. I want to hear.
It was ugly.
Because just listening to him talk about Jack Daniels there and do the disclaimer, I mean, he's a broadcaster. I want to hear the stuff from 2010.
That was so funny.
2011.
I really don't want to.
I want to, though.
I don't.
I am putting together a special show.
Let's work on this as a team. What do you think?
Oh, I'm definitely siding with Hawk on this one. I mean, are you crazy?
Okay, never mind. You're vetoed.
But I'll tell you, if you found the audio of my first show at QAM with Zach, Victor Bermudez, and Shea Tab,
I was listening.
I might go in, like, you. I think you might have to Baker act me if I ever heard that again. I'm not kidding you. Like, you want to talk about PTSD, and I got it over that show.
I have shows when I was actually still playing at Sharky's on, like, Friday nights and Tuesday afternoons with Zach Krantz, and I think I worked with Cephalo once or twice, like. It was crazy. I don't want to listen to them. I know they were terrible.
Oh,
because then I was still a player and I was protected. I didn't want to do anything.
Right. Yeah, and you don't. I mean, there's a comfort level that comes with being behind the mic after you've done it for a while.
And one time, I had my midfoot sprain and I had to have surgery. I knew I had to have surgery, but I already signed this deal to do radio. So now I'm.
And I know you're not giving away dollars that are coming to you.
No. So I'm crutching in the Hooters at Hard Rock, and people are looking at me like, why are you on crutches? And this is like the game was Sunday. It was Monday night because I used to do Monday night and then Fridays. Monday night, I'm on crutches with a cast on my foot. The starting middle linebacker for the Dolphins, I'm walking in. People are asking me, and I'm lying my ass off. You going to be ready for Sunday? Yeah. This is just precautionary. I knew I was out for the season. Went on air and lied the whole time.
How much were they paying you for the appearance? Do you remember?
$100 or so. Like, I just wanted to get.
No,
it wasn't crazy money, but I was like, I'm gonna get this money. What we got? 6 weeks left. Right. Get this $600.
We're gonna get some beer and some wings. They're gonna hand me a check.
The check was a bonus.
Right.
I got to eat and drink for free.
I'm at Hooters. I'm eating beer. I'm eating wings. I'm drinking beer. I'm talking sports. I mean,
so easy.
Who's not gonna do that?
That somebody told me a long time ago. They were like, you're a radio guy, and I was like, I thought they were giving me a compliment. No, because you'll come anywhere for free drinks and food. To this day, you offer me free drinks and food. There's a good chance I'm showing up.
I have told people this story before. When we used to be in the old building, and there used to be a radio station, Magic 102.7. Somebody had brought in free pizza, and Ron St. John from Magic 102.7 showed up for that free pizza. But the interesting part is he had been retired for 6 years. No one had told him.
What y'all
he
got?
Just knew it. It's a radio radar.
Free what?
Oh, my goodness.
I still get the cookie at Publix.
Well, then I will. Oh, my kid's over there with my wife. He likes the sprinkles. He likes the.
Give me here.
We're celebrating the 30th anniversary of WQAM all month. And it's brought to you by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. But you're going to hear memories all month, not just the stuff that we're goofing around about now, actual produced memories. But, man, what a wild ride it has been. Today's a Dolphins Monday, brought to you by Gunther. You got to get to Gunther Volkswagen to get behind the wheel of a new Volkswagen SUV in Fort Lauderdale, Coconut Creek, and Delray Beach. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther Volkswagen. Solana, you want to do the Dolphins question of the day in the next segment?
Sure.
All right, so we've got a Dolphins question of the day to get to In the 4 o'clock hour, David Fironas, who covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, he is going to join us. He can tell us everything that went on, you know, today at Dolphins practice. We know Mike McDaniel said that Tua's out. I don't think that's a surprise decision to anybody that watched any kind of pregame show this weekend. Did you watch them all, Solana? Did you see any of it? I mean, it was nonstop Tua and
not just sport talk. This was on national news.
Yeah, it was.
News.
It was national news.
Yeah.
The thing that gets to me is just the, you know, the hypersensitive, you know, how dare anyone. And it's like, well, wait a second. This has been going on for a long time.
Yes.
There was a bad optic on Thursday night. It really was. But it's been a part of the game for a long time. And, like, and again, I'm not saying that it can't be corrected or improved. But it was just, we said it on Friday. It was the fact that the game was on national TV, so it's Thursday night. It's coming off the Tua wobbledy-doo the Sunday before in Buffalo. And Tua is a household name because of the way that he's played this season. Mm-hmm. He was a great story. And then the hands, the hand movement, which was the sign of the neurological injury. Like, it all added up to a media firestorm. I'm not saying that's a negative thing, by the way, because if it does improve the way that head injuries are dealt with, then there's some good that comes out of it.
Oh, it already
but I said it Friday, though. If you're not prepared to see Tua take the field and hit his head again, you probably shouldn't be watching football because he's going to get cleared to play at some point. He's a football player, and he's going to get sacked because he's a quarterback. So, you know what I mean? Like, you can want everything to be corrected, and you want, obviously, head trauma and head injury to be dealt with in an appropriate manner, but also you're going to see it because it's an inevitable part of the game.
There's no rule they can make that makes them comfortable without having a stretcher on the sideline
ready
to go out on the field.
I
think that's what set it off. You know what? Any variable taken away, the hand thing is just ugly. It's the optics of it. The stretcher, once they cut that face mask off of helmet, you look so vulnerable. And then the stumble in the Buffalo game.
Yep.
If you take any of those three variables out of
it. It was the perfect storm. It was the perfect storm. It really was.
It's not what it was.
Yep.
Those three put together, Hawk, you hit it on the head.
Perfect storm.
Take the stretcher out. Take the hands. If he gets hit and he's just laying limp, it's not as bad.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct. Because it wasn't the most ferocious hit that I've ever seen on a quarterback.
No, they threw him on the ground.
Yeah. He ragdolled him.
Yeah, he ragdolled him, and his head hit the ground. But that now ragdolling is about ragdolling.
Yeah.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Ragdolling is about to get penalized.
100%. Which, by the way, it's supposed to. If you take a person off their feet and kind of wrestle move them, like ragdoll them, it is supposed to be a penalty.
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't. I'm going to sound great. Why?
Right. It's.
Why?
Because it's safer.
That's safer.
Why it is safer.
But you're a little person. I'm a big person. I got the back of your jersey.
I got you.
I can't hit you in the legs as a penalty. I can't hit you in the head as a penalty.
I got you.
I grab your midsection, but you're running away from me. I can't grab you and lay on top of you because, you know, that's a rule now.
You can't put your weight on top of somebody. You want to know what would be?
It's going to be something where how do I touch the quarterback?
You know what I think would be more emasculating than getting ragdolled? Lift him up. And hold him tight in a bear hug. And now and
little baby him.
Yes. And that's they blow the play dead or even quickly put him into the cradle position in your arms.
Like they're a toddler having
correct.
A temper tantrum.
Correct. Because you're the big guy.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback is not, unless it's Josh Allen. Josh Allen do it right back to you.
Can I ragdoll Josh Allen?
No, you cannot. Only because you physically can't.
So now my
you can't do it. Like he could ragdoll you.
So now my tackling technique goes off of how big you are?
You know what's strange too?
That's a tough thing.
They're gonna have to address it. No. I'm not saying you can't rules wise. I am saying he's bigger than you. You cannot ragdoll him.
I'm saying for these rules, like if the same thing happened to Josh Allen, I know we're joking around, but honestly, the same thing happened to Josh Allen.
Well, wouldn't have happened to Josh Allen because that dude wouldn't have been able to do it to
he's
him.
He's not flipping backwards. Kyler Murray and Josh Allen. I don't even use Tua. You can grab Kyler Murray and pick him up over your head and toss him into the goalpost.
That's true.
You can't do it to Josh Allen.
That's true. Now, is that a penalty, Solana, because you travel with the team? If you toss a quarterback into the goalposts?
Not in the rule book, not a penalty.
All right. It's not in the rule book, so it's not a penalty. He makes a great point there.
So that's the next one.
I am not condoning that, but that would be funny as hell. Could you imagine?
Oh, my goodness.
Even if you're at the 30, just running with him, lifted up all the way to the almost, and then you just toss him through.
Hold him by his hips. Come here, buddy.
Because, you know, I've been in that situation. Big guys always think it's cute to pick up the littler guy. But you really can't do anything. If there's a lineman that picked up Kyler Murray and started running with him, he can squirm. But if you had a good hold of him,
he's not getting away.
He's not getting away. You think that would be penalized if they dumped him into the goalpost?
It shouldn't be.
Tossed him up there.
Think he'd be suspended? You think that's a suspension?
You're kicked out of the league.
Out of the league?
You can't play the rest of that year. Hawk, you're on the 10-yard line. You grab Kyler Murray, pick him up in the air.
I'm saying
run.
30-yard line. Like
you. You know what? To be honest, if you run me, because 10-yard end zone, if you run me 40 yards down the field like a baby and one of my teammates don't come and help,
oh yeah,
I'm fighting everybody in the locker room.
Right.
But if I get to that goalpost and you toss me up there and I hit that metal, I am going to go crazy. I'm going to the cameraman and getting a weapon off of his cart, and I'm going to have to hit you with it.
Like, if Kyler Murray became a double doink, do we laugh at it or are we outraged?
Do we or the world?
The world. Is the world outraged? This is the dumbest sports show that has ever been done.
I think you're on to something, though. Because
so instead of hurting someone, do something that emasculates them.
What was the defensive lineman's name that took off his helmet and tried to kill Mason Rudolph?
Oh, Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett. What he did is way more egregious than just throwing somebody through the uprights.
Right. But what if we did stuff, instead of hitting someone hard, what if we gave shaving cream cans to all linemen and linebackers? So if you're close enough to shaving cream, make it whipped cream. Shaving cream can burn the eyes.
Silly string.
Yeah, silly string.
Because that got a little more.
Silly string. And all of a sudden, I have silly string Josh Allen, his helmet, he can't even see. Safe. Emasculating, and there's a element of competition there. I'm sorry, folks. I mean, we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of one of the greatest sports stations, honestly, in the country, and this is what we are doing.
My homeboy just texted me a box of question marks. He doesn't know what's going on. My bad, bro.
Listen, what I'm saying is there's a Mr. Turtle pool on the side.
If you can get the quarterback into the pool.
If you can get the quarterback into the Mr. Turtle pool.
You automatically win the game.
It's a sack. You get a sack, and you automatically win the game. But his teammates can try to prevent it. It's not just can he squirm out when you're running towards the Mr. Turtle pool.
So once you grab a quarterback, it's capture the flag.
Yes, and the quarterback is the flag. Yeah.
I would love to see this. This is genius.
Oh, I think it might be on to something here. I don't know if you need a Dolphins question of the day. I think it covered a lot of ground. I am so sorry, folks. I'm mortified. I'm so sorry. No one can talk head trauma quite like our show.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Hawk and Crowder.
David Fiorones is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. They had a practice today. Solana's been telling you in the headlines. Tua has been officially ruled out for Sunday. Not a surprise. Players spoke to the media today as well. And David can tell us all about it. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Always a pleasure to jump on, talk Dolphins. Unfortunately, this week we have a lot of concussion talk dominating the storylines.
Yeah, and it was such an exciting start to the season, but it's all been kind of co-opted by head trauma and Tua. So just bring us up to speed. So what is the latest on Tua and his recovery and the prognosis and the timeline? Like, what's all the latest?
Yeah, as far as we know, he won't be able to play on Sunday against the Jets, and that much I think a lot of people could have imagined. The timeline, there is no timeline. It's different people deal with concussions differently, so they're not setting a timeline to it. We just do know he won't be able to play this game, so Teddy Bridgewater will start. And then it just depends on how he gets through these five steps in the protocol, in the return to action protocol part of it. Tua had all his tests come back clean as far as once he got out of University of Cincinnati medical facilities late Thursday night, traveling back to the team from then to early Friday morning. That's X-ray, CT scans, and latest the MRI that was late Friday. So all of that came back. Those are pluses for him in his recovery, that it wasn't anything more than what we already knew, which was the concussion. But now he just has to get through this five-step process. And then how long it'll take, that'll be determined over next weeks now.
And David, being close to it as you are, and just hearing all the stuff and everybody talking about it, and the coaches have to speak about it, like, my opinion is, I'll tell you mine, the Dolphins, this wasn't on them, this is on the NFL and their concussion protocol, but what went wrong that now they're firing people and all that, from your understanding?
Yeah, right now, I mean, they haven't revealed that much as far as the NFL and NFLPA the NFLPA investigation. They released a statement with the NFL stating that they did move on from this independent doctor, the neurological specialist that was assigned to this concussion check. They did say that they have not made conclusions yet as far as if any medical malpractice or prognosis was made in clearing Tua Tagovailoa, so that part is still ongoing. But what we do know now is that the unaffiliated doctor that we all know has a role in every concussion check and clearing players that's not affiliated with the team, so that kind of is able to present this unbiased view and not be pressured to rush a player back in any particular case, and that person was indeed terminated. So from that perspective, that's all we really have concrete, and the investigation is ongoing, and we'll be finding out soon, maybe in the coming days, about what they did find in that investigation.
I will tell you, Crowder, and for those who may not know, like, so the NFLPA and the league have this agreement about the independent neurological doctor that's assigned to every game and team. The NFLPA or the league can fire any one of those guys without any kind of hearing, and they can do it unilaterally without the consent of the league, or the league can fire anyone without consent of the NFLPA. So it is possible that the NFLPA just looked at the Tua situation and said, listen, I don't care what this guy did, if he followed every protocol, like, we just don't want him to be one of the independent neurological associates anymore that has anything to do with the league. So I think David makes a great point, which is we really don't know the details of it yet. Just because they fired him doesn't mean that there was anything nefarious going on. Now, maybe there was. I don't know.
But the investigation will
correct,
show that.
Correct. Do you think that they have to, David, any inclination that the Dolphins have to slow play bringing Tua back just for the optics of it?
There is that aspect to it. I was thinking today, boy, it would be the right move to just avoid it from the start and go ahead and rule him out from the beginning, because then if you say, well, you're playing this waiting game and trying to see if you can get him back on the field, just the optics of it would look really bad when he did now have a confirmed concussion this time, and then a suspected one that a lot of people believed was a concussion, although he was technically diagnosed with the back injury, although initially it was deemed by the team to be a head injury when he went in at halftime, and then corrected post-game that Tua and Mike McDaniel said it was actually the back the whole time. And yeah, also the NFL and NFLPA are talking about making changes to potential loopholes in the system where situations like this, where you saw Tua initially grab his head in the Sunday game against the Buffalo Bills. And when he was on the ground, he grabbed his head. Then he shook his head as if to shake the cobwebs off, right? And then he stumbles once and then twice and is held up by a teammate. Then if they can get some of those loopholes out of the system where they say, okay, now even if he is cleared of a concussion, if you see signs like that, that gross motor instability is the term that's out there, then you cannot return to action that day at all. And then you have to go through the concussion protocol to be able to return.
I live my life with gross motor instability, David. But on the field, though, Teddy, there was some throws that Teddy made, that interception I was very upset by, because if he waited one more second, he would have cleared that window from the linebacker. But is it Teddy's team until Tua comes back, or if Teddy struggles – This is a Solana question. If Teddy struggles, can we see Dan Thompson?
Great question.
If he struggles, you're going to hear a lot of people calling for Skylar Thompson, not just Solana.
Yeah. And what Solana is asking, I have found to be a pretty representative of the fan narrative around the Dolphins. A lot of people seem to really want to see Skylar Thompson. But, I mean, Teddy's going to start. He's an experienced NFL starter. He just was one last year. One of the top backups in the league. And sure, there have been some throws, interception. And, I mean, he looked off when he entered in the first half against the Buffalo Bills when he had to come into that game. He did hit that deep ball to Tyreek Hill. That was over 60 air yards. I know we make a big deal of air yards every time with Tua. So there was that play that got them down near the goal line to score a touchdown in that Bengals game. Almost came back. I did have a lead at one point, but then the Bengals came back and responded off of that. So it is Teddy's team for the meantime, and then Skylar Thompson will be his backup. And a fun update today, the team brought back Reed Sinnott, formerly of the Dolphins practice squad, that was taken by the Eagles and then was a free agent again after being released from their practice squad about a month ago. So he's back now in the Dolphins practice squad as of today.
Has the David Fironas, who covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, is with us. Has the Tua situation put a pall over the Dolphins' practice and functions? Because you were out there today. Because they should be out there having fun. I know they're coming off a loss, but they're a 3-1 team. They've looked pretty damn good. So does the Tua situation and the head injury conversation and the investigation of the handling of Tua – has it put a pall over practice, say, today, or did it feel like a typical Monday practice?
Yeah, I think, and in talking to players too, a little bit more of a somber mood, not as much energy around the team. Obviously, they are just getting back. They were able to disconnect a little bit from the long weekend, having that mini bye off the short week on the other side of it, playing Thursday night. So there is some of that. Players are able to get refreshed a little bit from that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, this is the team's quarterback, and he did just go down with the well, – we saw the image. It was very scary on the field out there, watching him get taken off on the stretcher. And just, I don't have to go into the details there. Everyone saw it on the broadcast. So, you know, those players were on the field for it, coming out to midfield to check up on their quarterback. So, obviously, there is – a little bit of that mood to it, but then now starting to get into the process of picking it back up. It's Monday, so this is a practice that, you know, they'll get into a normal week's routine going with the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practice pretty soon here, and just trying to get back into the thick of things.
And this secondary, David, like, I know X was hurting. I saw him with the heat pad on his leg, but T. Higgins ate him up, 2-124, 18 per catch. Like, this aggressive defense they're playing, can they keep that up with Byron out right now, Xavier and Hurt, and, you know, young guys, you know, Cater Cahoo's out there trying to cover all-star receivers. I don't know if he's made for that yet. Can they keep up this approach to the defense with all these injuries in the secondary?
Right, and that's the thing. That's why the corners are so important to this defense, because when you leave them one-on-one in man coverage and you know, that you have them all healthy and you have X and Byron and Nick Needham in the slot, and you're able to leave them one-on-one, then that's when you free up more guys to be able to blitz and play aggressively as Josh Boyer likes to do. So when you're not effective in that regard and you have guys playing hurt or guys not available like Byron Jones, which we're going to find out maybe later in the week if he's going to get closer to returning. He is eligible now, now 4 weeks on PUP to start the season. It's huge to be able to have that availability to your defense and have that on the outside so that you free up more guys to do different things.
David Fioronis, he covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. You can read his work at sunsentinel.com or on the Sun Sentinel app. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter as well and get all your Dolphins news. Thank you for making a little time for us, David.
Absolutely. Anytime, guys.
There you go. David Fioronis talking a little Dolphins here. And we'll talk some more Dolphins. We still got to get to our Dolphins question of the day. So don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I am McLovin.
Hawk and Crowder.
One of the things that we didn't get to, I said we were going to do a Dolphins question of the day, and we've been all over the board today. We have not. We went the entire week last week without playing the Don Bailey Jr. calls from the Middle Tennessee State game.
Oh.
Now, when I say we went the entire week without playing the calls, it was very easy to do so because there was only one
call.
And I am surprised they even got one in because there was no point in that game that it felt good to be a Hurricane fan. Not one. Mm. It started
after a touchdown.
You were
down.
Losing the yeah. entire game to Middle Tennessee State.
Yeah.
So there was never a moment really to celebrate. I was at that game. I actually heard the DBJ call because I left in the beginning of the third quarter so that I could get home to watch the fourth quarter on TV. So I heard it. And it's terrible. But it's okay because everything was terrible about that Saturday.
You got to perform even if on the field's not performing.
Well, I don't know how you could. So here's what we gave him. It's from the Warren G song. Now, we learned later that this is actually from the movie Young Guns, and it's sampled in the Warren G song. But everybody loves this. Play what we gave him.
Regulators! Mount up!
Regulators! And then Joe comes in with the mount up.
Mm-hmm.
And we've played Warren G singing the Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and he's got to do mount up because it's part of his thing now. He just has to. Here's how it went on the air.
Spoke to Keyshawn that week. He didn't start camp as the kick returner, but he asked for it, wanted it. He's been doing it. And boy, did that come out a good time.
Well, that certainly gives the University of Miami a chance. He came into the game averaging 61 yards a return, and perhaps Miami trying to find a road back into this one.
Regulators.
Mount up. I don't know if I hit that inflection right.
It's fine, Joe, considering the circumstances.
That's the best part of it. I think it's fine, Joe, considering the circumstances.
Oh, DBJ said, regulators?
Yeah, that's the funny part. It's like, it's supposed to be regulator. And he's just like, regulators. And then I don't know what Joe was saying. Did he say mount up?
Regulators?
Mount up.
What did he say there?
Mount up.
He held a funny little.
What? It almost sounds like he's saying riled up or something.
Mount up.
What is he saying there? Do you
mount
know?
Mount up. Yeah, he kind of mount up. He held a funny little thing.
So needless to say, it didn't go very well for the Hurricanes on the field. It didn't go well for the Hurricanes off the field.
Held up.
At least they tried, though. They tried in that situation.
It was one of those games, man.
It was supposed to give us like a mound up.
I thought Joe would shine in that line, but honestly, you totally understand it, right? I mean, that would have been like working lines into the FIU 76-0 loss or 73-0. Like, you just don't have it. I couldn't stay. I was in the suite. It was catered food, unlimited drinks.
You left the suite?
I'm like, I got to get out of here. I mean, I mount up and got the hell on.
Oh, you crazy. When I get the suite, I help them carry the old cookie tray out. You need any help, ma'am? I'm fine, thank
Sir,
you.
Sir, the game ended 7 hours ago.
I'd be in that suite.
Hold up.
Yeah.
You know what? And they try to put the lock on the refrigerator.
Right.
Don't lock my refrigerator.
Mm-mm, not around
nah,
me.
Nah, Jack. You leaving this refrigerator open. So, I tip you.
There you go. Play the whole thing. Well, play what we gave them one more time. This is from the Warren G song or Young Guns.
Regulators! Mount up!
And here's how it went on the air.
Regulators!
Mount up! Mount up!
So, you know, it just didn't work. That's all right. Back to the drawing board. By the way, this month, QAM is celebrating its 30th anniversary. I'm having so much fun with this. We're the number one. We are the most listened to sports radio station in South Florida. Now, part of that might have to do with the fact that we killed off the other. But whatever. But anyway, all month long, we've got interviews and special shows and lots of memories from the last 30 years. It's all brought to you by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I want you to bet my ashes on red at Planet Hollywood at the roulette table.
Hawk and Crowder.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.